On the show today, we have Evergreen Credit Union's very own Jason Lindstrom and Direct Federal Credit Union's Cassandra Martin talking about Cassandra's Rising Star Award from the CUNA Marketing and Business Development Council. We find out why she won it, how she won it, all the cool things that she's doing at Direct Federal to get them out there. And then Jason talks about the award itself and some nominations that we need for next year, for the 2021 competition. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have an award winner in our midst, and that would be right below us, Cassandra Martin from Direct Federal Credit Union. Cassandra, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You guys?
So far, so good. Yeah. So far, so good. And we'll get to your award here in a second. And I just want to introduce Jason Lindstrom from Evergreen Credit Union, President and CEO there. Jason, how are you, sir?
Very good, Mike. Very good.
Things a little chilly in Maine these days.
In the high 30s today. It's been rainy. So it's actually, we've got relatives in Florida. It was colder in Florida this morning than it was up here. So.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Wow. We really are in an upside down year, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
As I alluded to when I introduced Cassandra, you are an award winner. You are the CUNA Marketing and Business Development Council 2020 Rising Star Award. Congratulations. And Jason is on because you're the council's chair for this year. So we have you guys both on. But Cassandra, I want to start with you. How does it feel to win this award? I know you it was awarded, back in the summertime? I think it was in the summertime you were awarded. But I want to talk to you anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it was intense. It was very crazy. They kind of tricked me into the boardroom, and it was all the senior leaders. And then I was like, oh my God, what did I do wrong? So then they let me know. So it was super exciting to find out from my team. It took me by surprise. I had no idea that it was coming. So.
Oh, those are the best kind for sure. So, and now Jason, from your perspective and being the council chair, what was it about Cassandra that really set her apart from the rest that you guys saw?
It was just the application that we got in was just amazing. When you look at all of her accomplishments in a short period of time and not coming from a credit union background. So I think you've been at Direct for what, 2 years now, Cassandra, about?
Yeah, I'm coming on 3 years.
Wow. Yeah, so in 2 years, she's held a number of unofficial titles in marketing, social media manager, innovator, researcher, digital marketer. You can go through the whole entire list. It's just, it's amazing. It's no wonder why she got the Rising Star Award just for the performance. And I think the overarching theme throughout her whole application was that she goes above and beyond. She's not just a marketer. She's gotten involved in so many things at the credit union at different levels. And that's what it takes really to be a rising star. That's what's going to get you places in this movement is not just coming in and doing your role, but doing more than your role.
Well, and it's kind of cool that it sounds like you had a kind of a refreshing look on things coming from outside the industry and coming into credit unions. Sometimes that's a really good perspective to take. Cause I mean, obviously being in the industry for years and years is a great thing, but sometimes you can kind of get mired in your own silo, I guess, for lack of better terminology. So when you come in from another industry and you look at it from, you know, a fresh lens, wow, you can really make some big changes. So is that kind of what you saw, Cassandra, or was it something else?
And to put it this way, I really didn't know what the difference between a credit union and a bank was before to be blunt. So it was really like eye-opening to me to learn about the credit union industry and like what they have to offer. And it's just kind of like, you just want to like scream it from the rooftops of like what benefits a credit unions have and that like that people just don't understand, like that they just don't get it. So I thought it was just like a great opportunity to try to like put that awareness out there and just bring in other technologies that I've used at other places that I've seen being used. So it was really great for them. They're just very open to seeing what I had to offer. They kind of just like, hey, you're interested in that? Just take it and go with it. Like, hey, you want to go down that path? Show us what you can do and like, let's see what happens. So I was really lucky to be put in that position to be empowered to make decisions like that and really take my own, I really carved out my own path. Like, they really hired me as a graphic designer that transitioned into the digital marketing.
Right on. So yes, and speaking of the digital marketing stuff, can you give us a couple of examples of some of the things that you did that really kind of helped Direct Federal Credit Union stand out?
One thing that I did was I did create like this this dashboard for mobile, for all of our online applications. So it will filter what products we have, what like compare it historically versus last month versus previous month. So we can really compare what we're doing with data. Obviously this year is kind of like a can't really compare much data to this year, but like past years, you can see like, hey, like, you know, this might seem like a lot of applications, but historically we usually get more applications. So where are we putting our marketing money that is actually improving months that we have lower applications? So I really dived into more of like the analytical part of applications and ROI. And another thing that was really important to me was lead generation. So I put on our website like a bunch of like forms. We have our young professional advisory board, and it's mostly just a bunch of millennials just talking about like how they want to interact with their credit union. And a lot of them don't want to pick up the phone. And so I wanted to give them as many options as possible when they go to our website. So what I've done with our website is I've made a special landing pages for each of our product. And it's just very like cut and dry of like, that's the product, focus on the product, and then contact us. Do you want to send us a message? It goes to a form, quick form, goes to our inside sales. I'll contact them back. Or, you know, they can schedule a call through our appointment scheduling. Mm-hmm. And so they pick a time that is convenient for them. They get called back. They get SMS reminders. They get email reminders. And they can reschedule, cancel, and, you know, it puts it in their hands of when they're available instead of, you know, waiting around for us.
Right on. Yeah.
That's a pick for us.
Very cool. And Jason, being a former marketer, you'll always be a marketer at heart, I have a feeling, but, and being the council chair, what are your thoughts on some of Cassandra's tactics here, especially using data? My gosh.
Oh, data is huge right now. You know, I'll give you a quote from my good friend, Mia Perez, who was the marketing business development chair at one point. She always says, it's all about charts and graphs. And it really is. It's all about charts and graphs. You know, from the CEO level, you know, CFO level, we want to look and see, you know, what are the number of accounts that are coming through the website? What are the number of accounts that are coming through other channels? You know, we want to see all that kind of thing. So, Sandra's definitely spot on with doing that, and especially going after the younger generation who doesn't want a phone call. They want to do things other ways. That being able to track this kind of stuff will just really help you for the future, and it will help us gather more data around all that.
Indeed, indeed. And I have to ask the obvious question, Cassandra, and I'll probably address this to you as well, Jason, but how did the pandemic affect your marketing strategies this year? Because we were talking before the recording that, you know, pivot has been the optimum word for just about everybody this year, even the marketing department. So what did you guys do to kind of switch gears or even just kind of change things up a little bit just based on what has happened during the pandemic?
Basically took our 2020 marketing plan and just ripped it. And
so that's, I think a lot of people did that.
We're going to have to come up with something else. One thing that was really important for us, because we are actually a one branch credit union. So we are lucky that we had one branch to manage this. So we were able to go appointment only in just a few days. So as soon as we closed down the office, within a few days, we were appointment only credit union. And so we also, you know, just from like a UX experience of like, you know, go to our website, they're closed, but how are we going to manage the traffic that comes through the branch, social distance, clean. And it happened pretty seamless just by using different digital techniques. But other than that, like, I mean, mortgages have been crazy, like, since insane for the mortgage pipeline has been.
We saw that coming. Gee whiz.
Yeah, no, we did not expect that. So, like the lead, we've been getting like a lot of like through the lead forms, people like, you know, asking us more information about mortgages and, you know, refinancing. Like, so what I did a lot with the refinancing, I've been working with a vendor for calculators. Mm-hmm. So I put on the website basically we got brand new calculators for all of ours. And so I added one for mortgage refinancing. Nice. So people can go to our website and, you know, show them what they can save by going.
Good move. Yeah. Refis were obviously, as everyone knows, well, no, they were off the charts for sure.
And then also with marketing, we've been like, you know, there's a lot of programs we've been putting in place. So we, you know, have like the member relief programs. We did skip a pay. Programs. We did this program called Acts of Kindness. Mm-hmm. So what we did is we basically went on social media and asked people to nominate local people that they knew that deserved an act of kindness for what they have done in the community. So we, if it was 20 people, we randomly surprised with $500 checks. So we like showed up. We coordinate with the nominator. We just show up at their house or their work with like a big $500 check.
Yeah.
And like, they were just like, what is this for? And it would just be like such small things that like people are grateful for in the community. Yeah. Just to be like a little bit more inspirational just because of like, no, there just a little bit of good news.
Yeah. Everybody needs it. Everybody needs it no matter what. Well, Jason, what did you guys do at Evergreen? Did you guys obviously change tactics a little bit from the marketing perspective?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because we moved from, you know, full sales mode in our marketing to more of an empathy mode. Mm-hmm. You know, really we talked a lot about first responders and for our team being first responders too on the financial side, we really had to, you know, pivot. We have 4 branches. We closed all of them and just left the drive-throughs open. And we've since reopened and now reclosed again. So it's just a constant thing. And we've also changed, we upgraded our online and mobile banking during this time frame too. So, you know, plans still have to keep going and things going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But it's really just being able to pivot. We're a community chartered credit union, so we're involved heavily in the community. And a lot of our community partners needed help. One of our big partners is the Animal Refuge League of Greater Portland, which is mm-hmm. a state-of-the-art animal shelter, no-kill animal shelter. And it's just, they needed help. And they've actually, you know, had done a really good job of working with the community. And they've got drive-up adoption services to adopt cats and dogs. And we spent our community day as a team working with them to, you know, volunteer for a day. And mm-hmm. it's just things like that, trying to give back to the community every which way possible. Ending hunger in Maine has been a big, initiative by the Maine Credit Union League here. And so we supported that by doing our own thing with some of the local minor league teams that are here. And we raised, I think, over $6,000 or more through that effort, you know. And if you look at, you know, $3 or so buys a meal, you know, think about how many meals that is. Mm-hmm. So it's little things like that. Just, you know, that's where the marketing pivots. And, you know, now we're starting to get back into some more advertising and just more subtle, not as direct approach. Cause I don't think people out there right now want to be sold to. So,
yeah, agreed. That's what we've done. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, good move on both you guys' part. Cassandra, real quickly, what marketing trends do you see on the horizon for 2021? Is it kind of continue? Is it status quo? Are you going to change things up again? Or what do you guys see for 2021 real quick?
I think people are really going to get used to digital banking. A lot of the people that, you know, are kind of hesitant to start digital banking. A lot of people that used to come into the branch every week and made it their routine, they were kind of like forced into like, nope, there's other ways to bank. This is a perfect learning opportunity for you to learn the other stuff that we have. You have the mobile app, you have your online banking. Mm-hmm. So these things that you're coming in every week for, you don't need to do that. So I think there's going to be a lot of people that you know, they're learning these things now already. So they're just going to continue doing those things as time goes on. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, everything that we're doing now is just going to be, I think it's just going to continue on. I think people are still going to want to come into the branch once in a while. They're still going to want that personal feel. But there's only so much you can do digitally. What I like about with like leads and having salespeople behind them is that, you know, they get that personalized experience. They don't just get like an automated email afterwards. So like people still want that like personal connection. So they want that like easy experience, a seamless user experience that they can just, you know, go online, check their account. They're interested in this. They just want everything at the tip of their fingertips, but they also want that personal feel that they get with their credit union at the mm-hmm. same time. So we have a lot of to compete with the fintechs and all that they're coming. They're just making things so seamless.
Yeah.
And so I really think that's going to be the biggest like competition of for us. It's not going to be like the biggest, you know, the credit, just other credit unions, other banks, it's going to be, you know, these disruptors because, you know, it just makes it easy. Like I'll go into some apps on my phone and it's just, wow, if they can do this, why can't we do this? And I think a lot of our members are going to be like, I can do it with this app. Why can't I do it on your app? It's going to be something that's not a bonus. It's going to become more expected.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's going to be the norm for sure. And Jason, I'm going to give you a chance here for a shout out for the marketing and business development council. These awards, these are fantastic because they highlight some fantastic work that our industry is doing. Cassandra is a great example of many, many folks out there doing great, great work. And the great thing is that when people like Cassandra share what they do, that kind of spreads the word and is infectious in a good way and creates other ideas that can happen in other credit unions. So where can people apply for next year's awards and when do they take place? All that kind of good stuff. Can you give us a quick rundown on that?
Yeah. So the awards are going to be given out at the virtual conference in March. Normally it would be our regularly scheduled conference. And you know, this year we're going to go virtual just because of the conditions that we're in. And you can apply now, as a matter of fact, on the CUNA Council's website, CUNA Council's marketing business development page. You can apply there. You can nominate yourself. You can have somebody nominate you. You know, we'd like it for any CEOs or any execs that are watching this broadcast, you know, to go in and vote, put the package together for a person at your credit union.
Yeah.
We're looking at our next rising star after Cassandra here. You know, we're also looking at a business development professional of the year, marketing professional of the year. We have a lifetime achievement award. You know, marketers are always big about awards. We've got our diamond awards too. So it's
right.
Campaigns. And
right.
Currently we're far behind where we were last year as far as applicants coming in. And so we really need to get the applicant pool up. And now more than ever, I think with COVID, you've got stars out there that have done great things. I mean, you think about individual credit unions, their business development teams, that what have they done during this time frame, and how innovative have they had to be to think outside the box to keep their job going, to keep their SIG groups up, to do all of that. And so, like Cassandra mentioned earlier, with the pivoting, you know, we've all had to pivot, and you know, there's some real winners out there and how they've pivoted to continue the membership and continue membership growth for their credit union. You know, we're really looking for those individuals that are top of their game. And it's sad to think that we may not get a business development professional of the year award winner this year because we don't have any applicants. You know, it's sad to think that same thing on the marketing side, we get one or two applicants and we know there's more out there. And so I encourage anybody watching this broadcast to get on there. You don't have to be a council's member to nominate someone. You can go through the whole process online. It's pretty easy. We don't ask for a ton of information. We do want to see background information and what is it that the candidate did, but we're definitely looking for that.
Yeah, well, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it and nominate or apply for themselves, that type of stuff. So, and we've all heard just amazing stories this year 2020 has been, it has been an upside down year, but the efforts that have been put forth this year, in marketing, technology, operations, human resources, leadership, across the board, it's just been phenomenal. So the stories are out there. The people are out there, like you said, Jason. So it's just bringing them forward, and it does nothing but bode well for the industry when people share these stories, because it just spreads the word and gives other people great ideas, like Cassandra's ideas there. I mean, it does great things for the industry, for sure. All right, guys. Last question for you, Cassandra. How has the council, how has that benefited you, and how has it helped you in your career so far? Because obviously being the Rising Star Award for 2020, I mean, what else, how else has it benefited you?
I mean, it's great. I mean, look at this exposure.
This says it all right here.
It's been great. It's been a great experience, and it's really just like a validation of what I've been doing. Because, sometimes especially with digital marketing, and you're just like trying to find new things to do, and you're just like, am I doing this right? And like, I'm trying to figure out all these new things that are like happening all the time. So sometimes you feel like your head's spinning, and you're just like, what am I doing? Am I crazy? But you're just like, okay, things that I'm actually doing are working, and the need to keep on trying new things has been embraced. Especially now. So it's been great to have that validation of, you're doing great. So you're doing good.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
you're doing the right thing right now. It's been really exciting. If you really want to recognize somebody that is in your credit union, like what better way to put the time and the effort to nominate them?
Yeah,
like
I agree.
I read the nomination from my manager, that she like got a bunch of people that I work with, vendors that we work with, friends that she reached out to get like part of my application. I was just kind of like really touched my heart a little bit. I was just like,
oh. Yeah.
And I feel like that means a lot when you're building like culture, especially now when, not so many people are in the office. So if you really want to show someone that like you care and value them, like why not do it?
Indeed. Well said. Jason, anything else to add here to wrap up?
No, I think, being a member of the council, of any council is just great. The amount of sharing and stuff that goes on, and for people to see this and see Cassandra's success, and we have the council's community and that opportunity there to share back and forth. And I know my team here in Maine gets ideas from people in California or Texas or mm-hmm. name it. And there's just something to be said about that. There's no other place where marketers and business development folks that are in the credit union world can have this interaction back and forth with each other. It's too bad that we're going to have a virtual conference, because it's a great time where you get to meet that person
exactly.
from California who gave you that great idea, or the person from Texas. And, we'll have to do it online this year, but I know that the councils are in good hands. This is my 8th year serving on the executive committee, and I'm turning out finally. And it's sad to be leaving everybody, but at the same time, now I've got to concentrate maybe on the CEO council.
Yeah, right on. Good stuff. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Jason, thanks for all the hard work that you've done over the years and continue to do. And then Cassandra, congrats again on being the Rising Star. So that's really great. I'm so proud of you guys, and keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you so much.
Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. Look forward to the next chat.